tonight.
All right, there you go. Again, you heard it first right here on KX93.5, listener-supported radio right here in Laguna Beach. That is a rocking three-piece from California known as Dig the Kid. That song is new from them called Mission. And the band is here in our Pearl Street studios today. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Welcome, you guys.
I know.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
I've seen you perform in the past. I've heard your music, but it's about time we actually did some radio stuff here in the studio. So I think it's pretty awesome. What brings you to Southern California?
We just got back from an event, a three-day event that you attended, I believe.
Sure.
Called Sunset Sessions. Mm. We actually played at the Billy Up last June. And so as alumni, we got to come back and hang out for 3 days and make some contacts and
have a good time, play some acoustic
absolutely.
Music.
Was that Sunset Sessions, when you guys did that, was just like another gig for you guys, or was there an added element of something because it was in front of a bunch of room, you know, a room full of industry people?
Well, we didn't get to play a chance to play this time.
Not this time.
Right.
Yeah.
But we did have this like late night jams. And so from midnight to probably about 4, sometimes 5 in the morning, bands would sign up and you just kind of jam 2 or 3 songs acoustically.
Sure. So
and get the let out pretty much.
Long 3 days for you guys, and I totally understand. But before that, were you guys like touring relentlessly around the country?
We were.
Sure.
Yeah, we got back from our first tour, kind of like all up the West Coast through Montana and down through Denver and Salt Lake and all those awesome places.
Back to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We got to go home for 4 days to San Francisco, and then 4 days later we came back to Sunset Sessions.
Yeah, cool. change out the winter clothes, grab the summer clothes, head down to the beach.
Yes.
Grab the sunglasses.
It was nice.
That's awesome. Absolutely. Yeah. All the people from the East Coast, they love coming to Southern California, like whatever. But again, Dig the Kid live in the studio on KX93.5. You guys did bring your acoustic instruments. We'll rip into a song a little bit later.
Cool.
But I've been telling people, and just for a frame of reference, you know, it's easy to kind of categorize music and like describe bands like with other bands that you've heard of before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Led Zeppelin in your music, like some guitar driven melodic type of stuff. There's weird like staccato punk rocky Hives thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, totally.
Even like a dirty blues Von Bondies or White Stripes.
There you go.
Yep, that's
type
exactly
of thing. Yeah,
what it
I hear
is.
That in all your music, and it's totally rocking and such a great live show as well. But take us to the inception of Dig the Kid. You guys all from San Francisco?
Yeah, so we're all from all three, Alameda, Oakland, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I actually knew Corey a couple years ago, and Ian actually used to be Corey's old drummer.
Yeah, we were in a band together for a couple years, mm-hmm. and then went our ways, did our lives for a while. It was fun, and then I ran into her, and Lisa. She wanted to play music again, and we started working together on a little side project that ultimately developed into what it is now.
Right.
And Ian became available again, and we asked him to come just jam with us one day. But you know, he was the old drummer in the old band, and so in this band it was like, well, Lisa's the drummer this time, so do you mind playing bass?
I was like, sure.
Okay.
I'll pick it up.
Were you looking for another opportunity to play music at that point?
Yeah, I mean, music has always been a big part of my life, and when it was gone for a couple of years, I didn't even realize how much I missed it, and then to me it didn't even matter if I was playing drums or not. But Lisa's gracious enough to let me jump back on for a song or two, and that's kind of
You guys switch instruments from time to time on stage, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we
that's
do.
Such a crowd pleaser.
It is.
Isn't it, though?
It is. Yeah. It is.
It's a big pleaser for us, too, because it's really fun when we get to switch and we get to have a whole different stage presence, you know.
Yeah.
Lisa doesn't have to be behind the drum kit the entire time. It's really nice to have her come up on stage and the changes.
Get to show off a little bit. Yeah.
Sure, a little bit,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I don't get to have that crowd interaction from the back, so I kind of go a little animalistic up front.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Your website, again, is at digthekid.com?
That's it.
All right, cool. And by my count, there's 2 EPs that people could get their hands on right now? Or how much music is floating around for people to get right now?
Well, we actually did an EP about 8 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And then we did the EP, and we basically scrounged enough money together to pay for it and realized that when we came into more money from our business partners, who were gracious enough to help us out, fulfilling the album and making it bigger and better, we went back in, redid the five songs that we have on the EP and kind of made it more of an album out of it and added two new songs to it.
Okay.
CCR so cover,
the
Bootleg.
The Colors
again.
EP is, yes.
Yeah,
is
that's,
the
that's kind
one.
Of the, that's the one that's available. The final.
Right.
Final.
Well, you guys should be proud of it, man. It sounds great, and I hope
thank
it was
you.
well received around the country when you guys were boxing the United States or whatever.
Yeah.
You guys are playing South By pretty soon, which is very cool, and mm-hmm. I also
yes.
want you guys to touch on just the general perils of being an independent artist and band, you know? But if it would be agreeable, I like to play another song off the record, Colors.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what did we even decide on, you guys? Because we already played Mission, which was the...
Well, we took a lot of votes.
Yeah.
So we already played Mission. I think we should play She's Out for Blood, personally.
I think that's perfect.
Let's do She's Out for Blood.
Let me cue it up. Disc jockeys are not, actually queuing up records or CDs anymore, but it's all digital, you know?
Well, with She's Out for Blood, it's actually when I go on... So I'm actually on lead guitar. Ian goes to drums. Corey goes to bass and vocals, and we both have... Corey and I both... lead sing from
and it was
the,
recorded
the
that
song
way.
Yeah.
So. Right on. Let's talk about recording right after this. Again, this is Dig the Kid, She's Out for Blood, then more from our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5.
I know you think it's over. Think you're safe. I heard about the new girl, your lucky twist of fate. Act like this is easy. Move your heart away. Be forewarned about a woman scorned who's out to get a day. She
really wail on that track. That is new from Dig the Kid. She's Out for Blood is the song on KX93.5. It is brand new. You guys sing brilliantly together. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
and I'm you. Getting a lot of like new school psych rock feel in that song as well. Do you get that a lot?
That's the first
That's
time.
That's the first time
I've heard that before. Oh,
really?
But we're going to use that.
Yeah.
And you could quote me or something. On like a one sheet that you send out to people or whatever.
Yeah,
Mookie
I'm gonna
says
do it, right
it
kind
of sounds like
phone.
A little bit of a psych rock.
That's awesome.
Dig the Kids in studio on member supported KX93.5. We realize we have a lot of new listeners this afternoon. And again, we're a new non-com here in Southern California. We thrive off listener donations and memberships. All the details on KX935.com. See, I don't mind asking people for money, you know, because I'm trying to, you know, trying to take FM back to the glory days a little bit.
Down.
You know? Yeah.
Super
and,
down.
And thanks for supporting this independent operation. You guys being an indie band, there's a lot that comes with it. I mean, you guys are writing and recording and actively playing shows and booking your own shows and stuff like that. Yeah. Is there any advice you guys would give to someone who wants to make music their full-time job?
Definitely. I think the biggest thing, if you're an independent artist and you're, you know, nowadays everybody's doing DIY and everybody's like, just DIY, you could do it. You don't need a label. You don't need this, but you need help because you can't do it yourself. So my advice would be to surround yourself with the best team possible. Everybody has to be driven. Everybody has to eat, sleep, and breathe music and breathe your songs and become a family together.
And it sounds like you're doing that. You told me off the air, you wake up in the morning and you're doing music stuff.
Yes. Every single hour of the day.
Yeah, and ultimately in the end, you know, when you've done all this stuff yourself and you've built it up, you're proud of it. Your hands are on everything, and we've noticed that, you know, fans and people who have seen our music and talked to us, they start understanding that, you know, they see it. They see that we've really created something that we're very proud of.
Nice.
You know, people appreciate that as well.
They do. That extra touch.
You guys are, in fact, playing South By pretty soon, which is, again, for the uninitiated, South By Southwest is what?
Kind of a mecca, I would say, for you know, indie rock. Mm-hmm. Or, I take that back, indie music, period. Really.
Yeah, it's a destination, for sure. I know all of us have been excited and hoped that we could have a project that could take us to that place. So it's really nice to be able to finally get there.
Sure. So there's like venues up and down Austin, Texas, and it's sponsored by record labels and, you know, musical features just about every night.
People playing on the street.
Sure.
You know, you
every
plug in,
corner.
People playing in people's houses, pools, parties,
I've been telling people
bars,
like
everywhere.
Jack White is looming around every corner. Like, you know, when you're at Disneyland and there's the animatronic people when you're going, you know, it's like a robot Jack White just like everywhere.
Where's Jack?
Well, you know, right. Yeah. I don't know.
They do have Johnny Depp kind of around every corner in Disneyland, it seems like these days, too.
Yeah, so. Right. Captain Jack Sparrow,
I think,
is looming around every corner.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
You can use that for later or something.
We're going to quote you on that one as well.
Please, I appreciate that. Yeah. No, but South By, you're actually lining yourself up with certain film people, or what's going on there in Austin?
Go ahead, Ian.
Right now we're trying to get a couple different showcases, a couple at the Austin Ale House. Mm-hmm. There is a party, I believe, for the AFI Film Institute.
That's on March 9th.
Yeah,
cool.
We're trying to get in on that one. We're squeaking our way through the door on that one.
Cool.
So we have about 7 or 8 unofficial showcases. And we hope to, when we get there, we leave with about 16. So that's our goal, is to get there, to schmooze, to talk
to
people.
Good bands.
And then
meet some amazing bands.
Cool. And then just grind it out and do the South By thing.
Back to the grind,
And make your mark. Is there any vinyl? Have you guys printed any vinyl? Because when you do, I want some for my own personal collection.
We will definitely print vinyl. Yeah.
It's on our list.
Our next record
definitely on our list of things
to
do.
Sure. With the way that you guys are working, I'm sure that will be vinyl in no time, you know.
For sure.
Powering through. So I guess I do have more questions, but in the nature of keeping this thing moving, would you mind ripping into a song for us live in the studio? And
sure,
what did you bring here to play for us today, and what's different for most of the live shows?
Well, I play a small box in here.
Yeah.
But I usually play a large drum set. And
DW.
Then, these guys. Ian's, you know, obviously the bass player, but he's working off an acoustic guitar, and then Corey has his acoustic. So
we're definitely going to play some new stuff that isn't on the record, but has been, you know, really, really making some splashes at our live shows.
Okay.
So
how about this? We'll get set up behind the scenes. We're going to play another song from Dig the Kid. The new EP is available right now. They're out of San Francisco. We got them in SoCal. Definitely going to talk to them on the air. The song is called Ring in the Dead. And is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give with us?
This song is about having so much fun with your friends that the people who have passed away in your life want to come out from the grave and party with you.
Awesome. Dig the Kid on Kayak 93.5. Think any other radio station will just stop down the station on a Monday afternoon and do a whole thing with any rock band. But we've been doing that today with Dig the Kid. They're down from the, I guess, Northern California today. That song was called Ring in the Dead. They are here. Again, all three members of Dig the Kid. And you guys are going to play for us. Super stripped down, dude. We appreciate that.
Of course.
Yeah. What did you want to play for us first?
We're going to go ahead and we're going to play a new song off the next record.
Cool.
Called Madagascar.
Awesome. The next record.
Yeah, the next record.
And that's tentatively scheduled to come out when?
Well, we're thinking about maybe 6 months going back in. We want to record with Jeff Greenberg at Village Studios in Santa Monica.
That's got to be a good feeling to be sitting on all these songs ready to rip right into it in the studio.
Absolutely.
We've got about 20.
Yeah.
We're ready
touring
to get
with
new
the
ones
songs,
out.
They're ready. Yeah. Like, we're ready to get
killing
in.
Killing it,
so.
You guys. Again, this is Dig the Kid, a KX93.5 exclusive whenever you guys are ready.
For all you beach listeners, this is Madagascar. We'll be right back.
lives behind. Go there, you and me. We'll be alright. Out of reach. And in the sunlight, we'll be free. We're gonna get away to our bungalow. We're gonna leave the world behind. Behind, we ain't coming home.
that that just happened right in front of my face. We are member supported radio. That is Dig the Kid live in our Pearl Street studios. The song was called Madagascar.
Yes, that's correct.
That's awesome.
With Corey breaking two strings.
Yeah, I broke some strings on that performance. And that's not gibberish, by the way. I know nobody knows what those words are. I'm actually singing in Malagasy, which is the language from the island.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
It means a one-way ticket to a sunset view.
Wow. I was saying, Dig the Kid, they've gone calypso / punk rock. But it sounds good. And now nobody could get that quite yet. It's on the upcoming record.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
You can get it if you head out to a show.
Cool.
You can hear it live.
Yeah. Speaking of shows, again, after South By, you're probably going to go back home and play a show for your fans. Do you feel like you have a hardcore base of fans from back home in San Francisco and the surrounding area?
We definitely do. Every time we go home, there's a bar called Make Westing, where our manager, Meredith Wilkinson, works at. And we go back there, and we feel like home, and all of our friends will come down and meet us, and we'll have a couple drinks with each other.
Cool. Yeah.
And then right down the street from that is our home turf, where we play a place called The New Parish, which we'll probably end up book tentatively right now.
Sure.
So mm-hmm. Everybody goes to the bar and meets here. It's a huge place, and everybody just walks down.
It's a blast.
But it's so really,
they come in hundreds deep.
It's really important you support your local music, because I mean, a lot of times too, like we've toured, and there's a lot of love that people give us mm-hmm. for touring acts and same, but there's even in your hometown, like local right. bands need that support.
Again, so. You guys are actively touring and doing the band thing and really working relentlessly to do it and to come back home and play a show for all your fans and stuff. I imagine it's off the hook.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know? Yeah. Again, this is Dig the Kid, digthekid.com. You can get the release of the new EP called Colors. Should we play another song off the record while you do something with
strings? Totally. I'm gonna restring here.
All right, let's do that. Should we play Wasted?
My voice.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Wasted sounds good.
We're gonna legally we have to rip into these top of the hour ID. We're gonna fix strings, I guess, and then come back and play another song.
Live.
Is that cool?
It's live. That's perfect. What happens.
Seriously, thanks for supporting us. We are independent radio here in Laguna Beach. More with Dig the Kid in just a few minutes, I guess.
KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, Laguna's only FM. KX93.5.
non-commercial, non-profit radio in Laguna Beach, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.
Creature is the song. Dig the Kid. They're live in our studio this afternoon here on KX93.5, listener-supported radio. What were we talking about off the air? Something about TV and film or some Showtime show, right?
Yeah. There's a Showtime show, obviously, called Shameless. Yeah. Features William H. Macy. It's amazing. And we're on the premiere episode of the season four.
Nice.
So yeah. That was on a mission.
You were saying that that's the type of show that turns people on to music. They'll play like all these indie bands and stuff.
It does. Yeah. It does. Carol Sue from Ocean Park Music got us onto that. And then we scored another one, the episode 6, and that was Ring in the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So we got two shameless ads.
It's actually pretty cool. Showtime has a really nice thing they do. If you ever hear anything that you like on any of those shows, you can go to that actual episode for that page.
Yeah.
And if you scroll all the way down to the bottom, it actually lets you know where you can get all the songs that were featured and where you can get those artists' music.
That's very cool, yeah, because people discover music on TV these days with the whole music supervisor thing. That's like all the radio programmers, they're all very intrigued by picking music for TV and film now.
Especially all of our family now. Some people haven't seen Shameless, and now that we're on it, canceled their HBO, went to Showtime, and now they're all addicted to Shameless.
It's pretty crazy to be a fan. I was a fan of the show from season one, and then when I heard we were on, I was like, wow. And then watched our song play up there. So
that's pretty cool.
It's fun to be on the other side of the fence.
It's also fun to see how they edit our song and what they put it to.
Right, because sometimes it might only be 30 seconds of a song or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
That is awesome. Digthekid.com is the website, and you can find there Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and
all of those things.
The Bandcamp and the Reverb Nation and the
Pinterest,
and SoundCloud and whatever takes the place of SoundCloud eventually. All those places.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. All right. So, what do you guys want to play next?
We're just going to go with the old school. We're going to go with our single On a Mission.
Okay. Yep. It's been super rad having you guys in the studio. You're always down to come back and keep us in the loop musically with stuff coming out. And
awesome.
We'll be a champion of that here locally.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Mookie, for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for having
us. Yeah, whenever you guys are ready. Dig the Kid.
Gonna find it. your spender, so you slide up on my bar stool. We'll take two more. Leave me by the hand so I can let you lose control, cause I don't wanna see you moving. Let's hit the floor. Take my soul and I'll say, yeah, yeah, yeah. On a mission. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can't be wasting your time. It's a need, it's just bump and grind. Looking over my shoulder, I think you know what I'm looking to lose tonight. Wanna taste it, your lips. Curious little fingertips. If you want it, I got it. My soul and I say, yeah, yeah, yeah. On a mission, gonna pack your business. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Clap along.
Gonna push it, your luck. Wrong move and you'll self-destruct. Looking over my shoulder, things are looking good, so the getting is right. Slide back to the bar stool, we'll take two more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, man, that's awesome. KX93.5, an exclusive live in our Pearl Street studios. It's been a revolving door of amazing artists here in our Pearl Street studios. Dig the Kid just did their thing, totally stripped down. Thank you for making do with our microphones here. And again, just doing a stripped down version of what you normally would do.
That was
definitely
awesome.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, again, you're always welcome to come through. Cool. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Dig the Kid thus far?
We have one more thing that's actually a little special thing about Dig the Kid. We started a little YouTube channel that we've been doing that's called Band in a Van. And as we're traveling and we're on tour, we have little GoPros set around everywhere we're going. You can check it out. There's two episodes up right now
that's
on our YouTube channel.
Yes.
And I think once we get home...
We have a lot more editing
today,
to do.
We have a lot more editing to do, but, sure. But episode 3 should be up there shortly soon.
And you guys editing it on your own?
Oh, yeah.
Of course
all,
you are.
It's all DIY.
Yeah, totally is.
It just kind of follows us like a day in the life of touring. And we have GoPros hooked up in the van, up on the walls, inside the hotel rooms.
We have them strapped
to our instruments. Yeah.
So cool.
So, yeah, so we basically just cut it. I mean, right now there's a lot of pranks on there because we like to make fun of Ian.
You know,
but I get pranked a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, he does. But that's because he takes it the best.
Cool. So if you go to YouTube and type in Dig the Kid, it'll probably take you to those videos.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Again, thanks for being here. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, thank you so much, Mookie. Yeah,
thank
goodbye,
you so much,
buddy. Goodbye.
This is Russell Boston. I've lived in Laguna Beach for 20-plus years, and this is the best station in the hemisphere, KX93.5, unparalleled.